All right, this is no joke. Just about everything that you could acquire and own that would help you be free, that would give you sovereignty or a decentralization from the system, just about everything is being price hiked to deny you the ability to afford it and own it. And this is all part of the you will own nothing and be happy philosophy from the globalists that's trying to say, you know, you're going to be a human slave for the rest of your life. You'll own nothing. Why? Because they're going to make sure it's so expensive that you can't afford to own anything. And we've already talked about how AI compute hardware costs are going up substantially. And by the way, if you hear fans running in the background, that's because I'm in the middle of a bunch of AI compute right now. Rendering some videos, actually, that require very high cooling throughput. But the thing that just came to my attention is that solar panels are about to double or triple in price in the United States because of a law that Trump signed that, well, a rule under Section 232 that establishes a, quote, minimum import price, or MIP, plus 15% tariffs on imported solar modules from any country that come into the United States beginning December 4th. So just as I've been saying that, hey, the best way to get off grid, because the grid won't be reliable, you know, the rolling blackouts are coming, the data centers are going to take up so much power off the grid. What you need is energy sovereignty. And then if you have an EV, you know, you can refuel your own vehicle from sunlight. But in order to do that, you need solar panels. So what does the Trump administration do? They're making solar panels almost unaffordable. So there's a new floor, a price floor of 38 cents per watt for solar panels being imported into the United States. And that's the wholesale price plus a 15% tariff on top of that. Now, I just bought pallets of solar panels that were in the 20s in terms of 20 cents per watt, or maybe it was like 26 cents per watt or 28 cents per watt. And that was at retail. But now you're going to end up paying double or triple that at retail after December 4th, once the current inventory of solar panels that has already been imported into the United States is sold out. So this is going to be at minimum a 50% increase at wholesale plus the 15% tariff. And then the markups will put it at retail at about double, or in some cases, maybe even approaching triple of what you're paying right now. It's just extraordinary. So, for example, I was buying these solar panels made in Turkey by the pallet, and they were, what were they? I think they were 600-watt panels, 31 of them in a pallet, and I think that was around $7,000. Now, these were the more high-end panels I've been purchasing recently, so I think that comes out to 30-something cents per watt. But that's because they're bifacial panels, so they collect on light on the front and the back, and they're just higher-quality panels. They're more hail-resistant, etc. You can get cheaper panels that are in the 20 cents range, you know, 20 to 30 cents per watt. So this is a big deal. Now, this I think this is designed to, again, make it unreachable for the average person to be able to get off grid. They want you connected to the grid where they can control you, they can monitor you, they can shut you off, or they can basically just force you into the 19th century by cutting off your power, which is coming in 2027. In Utah, for example, thousands of households have already been told there will be no more power for you because of the data centers. Yeah, and the Eastern Power Grid, the PJM interconnection, has already announced that in June of 2027, they can no longer guarantee reliable power to all their residential customers, which is, I think, 76 million Americans or something in that range. It's a lot of people, 13 states impacted by that. So these price increases on solar panels are going to make it much more difficult for the average person to be able to get off grid or to refuel their own EVs with sunlight, which is really empowering. It's a sense of freedom when you do that, of course. But there's something else, which is being able to power your own local AI compute systems. Now, this is a huge, huge deal because you see the new Qwen model, Qwen 3.8-27B, is a workhorse. It is an amazing, amazing model. I have upgraded my entire data center from the old Qwen 7B, and there were 9B models earlier. Now, we're using 27B as the workhorse engine for all the document processing and OCR, image recognition, normalization, everything like that. It's amazing. And what's really amazing about it is that because the model is so memory efficient, you can run multiple concurrency lanes at the same time on the same hardware, where you used to have to use, let's say, one GPU would run one lane or one thread. And so you have to wait for that thread to finish to start the next thread. Now, because of Qwen 27B, on some cards, you can run anywhere from 4 threads to 16 threads. I've got a card running 32 threads. And all the threads are fast, and they're all good. They're all accurate. And that's, again, because of Alibaba, which is the maker of Qwen out of China. And so what that does is it greatly reduces the power demand per thread, you see? Because there's a certain amount of power to run the card. It might be 200 watts, 300 watts, or the larger cards, 600 watts for consumer-grade cards. But that same 600 watts will support roughly up to 32 lanes. Now, actually, if you're only using half those lanes, the power consumption drops dramatically. So I'm simplifying a little bit, but the cost per lane for the power has now dropped dramatically because of Qwen. So what that means is that if you have solar energy, you can now power your own local AI compute and data center quite economically, or at least you could have, until Trump just, you know, doubled or tripled the prices on solar panels. So again, this is taking away from the people your ability to be self-reliant and to have power sovereignty or to have transportation sovereignty by being able to recharge your EV. Now, there's another component to this, which is batteries. Now, you see, solar power doesn't really get you fully off-grid unless you have capable batteries. As you know, I've been monitoring the battery chemistry situation very closely. Of course, the best battery tech currently comes out of China. And look, I was rooting for the American company called Natron, and Na, of course, is the elemental symbol for sodium, which is why it's called Natron. It means like sodium electronics, really. I'm not sure most people realize that, but anyway, that's where that name came from. It's like Sodium Tron. Well, that company went bankrupt. And again, I was rooting for them, and they actually used Prussian blue, that blue pigment that helps eliminate cesium-137 radioisotopes from your body. Yeah, that Prussian blue, they used it in their batteries. And it made their batteries pretty amazing, and they were sodium ion chemistry. The problem is they could not compete with the manufacturing scale and low cost of China. Now, China is no longer just a low-cost manufacturer. It's a low-cost, high-quality manufacturer. In fact, there's nobody in the world that makes higher quality batteries than the high-end Chinese companies like CATL, C-A-T-L, or BYD, or others. Now, granted, you can also get low-quality batteries from China. It runs the full gamut. But if you want the best batteries in the world, that is lithium ion or lithium iron phosphate or sodium ion or other chemistries, you go to China. That's where they have the infrastructure. That's where they have the supply chains. And as a result, China is going to be able to produce the batteries that you and I need to be able to go completely off grid if we have enough solar panels. See? So the battery chemistry that we need to go fully off-grid is sodium ion chemistry, and it's coming. There's one company called Unigrid that I'm trying to see if we could maybe interview somebody from that company that claims to be rolling out sodium ion for the U.S. market later this year or early 2027. that looks really promising to me. I'm very interested in that. As in buying like hundreds of kilowatt hours of battery capacity from them. Or maybe more, maybe a megawatt hour, something like that. Which today would be very, you know, difficult and unaffordable in lithium iron phosphate, but also more temperature sensitive. However, once sodium ion scales up, which could take some time, this might be later in 2027 or even 2028, etc. But once production scales up, sodium ion will be a lot less expensive. It's larger and heavier. It's not great for vehicles, let's say, but it's great for sitting on a concrete pad in your garage or in your barn or in your business to be able to take in all that solar power you're collecting and then to power your operation, which could have AI systems and GPUs or computers or, you know, manufacturing equipment or just your lights, you know, just your refrigerator and clothes dryer and whatever else you're powering, you see, and to power your EV. But of course, the batteries are going to be coming out of China, like I mentioned. So the risk is that Trump is also going to slap a giant tariff on Chinese batteries. Of course he will. Can't let you have affordable batteries from China, you know. Gosh, you might build an off-grid system and they might not be able to control you with rolling blackouts. So expect trade wars on China's batteries to kick in maybe in 2027 to make those more expensive as well. Even though there's no domestic manufacturer in the United States, the only one that did exist is out of business. So you see, what Trump keeps doing with these tariffs is actually, it's like an economic embargo against America. It's cutting off America from the best EVs in the world, which are made in China, cutting America off from affordable solar panels, which are made in China and Turkey and India and Korea. And I don't mean completely cutting off, but making it relatively unaffordable. And then soon they're going to be cutting off, you know, Chinese robots. They've already cut off a bunch of Chinese drone companies. The next is going to be robotics. It's going to be batteries. It's going to be, you know, quantum computers or whatever. Pretty soon the American people are going to find themselves living in the past while China's living in the future, you know, and everybody else in the world will have access. Even Canada will have access to Chinese EVs and Chinese robots and Chinese drones, right? And in America, we're going to be living, you know, in the 1990s or something. It's like, you know, how come we can't have nice things? Yeah, because your president cut you off from the world. That's why. And it's going to make it much more difficult for you to live off-grid in a decentralized manner, in a self-sustainable manner. And that is all by design. They don't want you to have your own power. They don't want you to have your own local AI, clearly. Why do you think they're skyrocketing all the GPU prices and all the RAM prices? It's not just market dynamics, folks. This is all by design. They wanted trillions of dollars to flow into the data center bubble to make your life miserable if you're trying to buy RAM or buy GPUs. You know, it's crazy because I bought so many GPUs over the last couple of years. One of them, the NVIDIA 6000 Pro cards, I bought those cards for about $9,000 each. I have now seen those exact cards priced from $16,000 to $25,000 each. The exact same card. I'm glad I bought a few, you know. Or the 1590 cards went up from $2,400 to $5,000. Now the Spark stations. Remember the Asus Spark boxes? I showed one a couple of weeks ago on my DTV show in my studio. I was buying those for $4,000 each. And I'm glad I bought a few, you know, because now, guess what? They're $6,200, and I just got word they're going up to like $7,500 or $8,000. They're going to double or triple those prices as well. Why? They don't want you to have local compute. That's why. They don't want you to have electricity. They don't want you to have food. Why do you think they have all these laws against, you know, raw milk farmers and farmers processing their own meat? I mean, why do you think the whole system is opposed to, you know, farmers markets and food co-ops and everything? Because they don't want you to grow your own food. They don't want you to have your own technology. They don't want you to have your own knowledge base. They want you to be entirely dependent on the system so they can control you and they can cut you off and they can keep you ignorant. Now, by the way, along those lines, I have some interesting news. So, you know my book engine website, brightlearn.ai, I just made some big changes to it over the weekend. So some of the, like the book chapter planning processes and some of the writing assistance or editing, etc., is now carried out by Qwen27B in conjunction with our massive internal library of hundreds of millions of pages of curated documents and articles and books and science papers, etc. So the books that you now create at brightlearn.ai, and please have a little patience if it's temporarily slower. I have to fine tune my data center to be able to handle everything. But Qwen27B is now powering many of those queries. And the Qwen27B is running on the hardware that I maintain. So, you know, that's not cloud-based hardware. It's not going off to Google or somebody, you know, to fulfill the, you know, the prompt request. That's running on my own local hardware, running 27B, but specifically running an uncensored, obliterated version of 27B. So that's why you don't get refusals if you post books about, you know, vaccines or true history or government scandals or corruption or whatever. It will go ahead and process those prompts, because I'm running uncensored Qwen combined with our massive trove of knowledge, you know, knowledge documents, our massive index, which is huge, and that index keeps growing by the day. So right now, if you go to, let me bring it up, brightlearn.ai, if you go there right now, you'll see that there are currently almost 80,000 books that have been created by over 15,000 authors. You are free to go ahead and create books. You can create a 5-chapter book at no cost. If you want to do longer books, you need to use a token. And these tokens you can get from our store, healthrangerstore.com. If you've made purchases at our store, and I know a lot of you have, and thank you for your support, you'll get loyalty lion points there. It's the loyalty points. And you can swap those points for these tokens. And then you can use the tokens to create longer books, including the 20-chapter books, which do take a long time for the planning. And sometimes those planning prompts actually fail because they time out. I've noticed some of those are too long. But anyway, you can download any of these nearly 80,000 books free of charge right now. So take advantage of that and know that, see, this is the freedom that comes from having your own sovereign AI infrastructure. That's why I built this. I want you to know that nobody can turn us off. They can't, you know, deplatform us from some cloud-based API system, because we are running the inference locally thanks to Alibaba and Qwen, but initially, before the price increases, thanks to NVIDIA. But now, I mean, fortunately, I bought most of my hardware before the big price increases happened this year. So I'm running on hardware from last year and the year before even, in some cases, yeah, like almost 3 years ago. And it's still working great. But NVIDIA is price gouging like crazy. And I think they were ordered to. I think they were told, raise your prices, double them, triple them, make it unaffordable for everyday people. And that's exactly what's happening. If I had to buy all this hardware today, man, I don't know if I could justify it. Thank goodness. Remember, you know, a year and a half ago, I was urging all my listeners to buy GPUs. Those GPUs are worth a fortune now. Really, they're worth a fortune. It's just like you could buy gold or you could buy GPUs, and they both went up, you know? So GPUs, though, can produce intelligence, and that's what's happening with brightlearn.ai. Also, all the document processing that's happening for brightanswers.ai, that document processing is happening in my data center using now the Qwen27B model. So I've upgraded that to 27B. So it takes a little more compute to do that, but the quality is even better. Anyway, the bottom line is, because of these investments that my company made and all of this hardware infrastructure and the mini data center and building these online platforms, we have real sovereignty in this space. Where I know a lot of people who are just, you know, using APIs and renting their AI intelligence the whole time, and They don't own any hardware. So as all the service prices keep going up, they're just screwed. It's like you're living in an apartment and the landlord keeps raising the rent and you still don't own anything. And that's what the globalists mean when they say you will own nothing and be happy. Except in this case, you'll own nothing and be freaking miserable. That's how this is actually playing out. So anyway, I will do my best to continue to bring you these free tools. And in the meantime, if you want to have your own solar power, you might want to think about buying those solar panels before the end of this calendar year, because probably those panels are going to go up double or triple in price next year. So add that to your calendar, something to really think about. And then batteries, you know, that's coming probably more next year, at least the sodium ion. I will keep you posted about those batteries and when they're available and what the costs are, etc. And the batteries will actually cost more than the solar panels for your system, most likely. Well, until the prices of panels double or triple, and then maybe it's the same. Who knows? But the bottom line is right now, fewer and fewer things are going to be affordable that will help you live in a decentralized manner, in a self-reliance type of manner. And I think that's all by design. All right. You can catch more of my reports at brightvideos.com. Or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can find my infographics there as well. And if you want to listen to my very popular new course called Unbreakable, which is about genetic survival, to show you the precise nutritional solutions to rebuild your DNA, even after being exposed to radioactive fallout following a nuclear war, I show you how to survive that with your genetic code intact. That course is free of charge. It continues to stream this week. This is the second week, and it streams through the end of this week with the later chapters now streaming, one per day. That's at brightu.com, the word bright followed by the letter U. So that's brightu.com. We've had over 100,000 people register to watch the course. We're getting tons of positive feedback. People are loving the course. It's fully illustrated. It's highly informational. Check it out at brightu.com. Because some of what it tells you is how to grow your own medicine that will repair your genetic code. You can grow it yourself at almost no cost, even without a garden. You don't even need a yard. You can grow it on your kitchen counter. And I tell you all about that and how to harvest the medicine out of that. One method is just using your freezer, by the way. It's really amazing. So check out the course, brightu.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care. You can now register to watch my new free course, Unbreakable, at geneticsurvival.com. And if you go to that website right now, it'll click you over to BrightU, where you can register to watch the course for free. Unbreakable, Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. Now, this is the single most comprehensive and most important course I've ever made available, I've ever assembled. I did a tremendous amount of research. It's over 20 hours of audio, and it's fully illustrated. So let me show you one of the slides that's actually part of this course. If you look at this slide right now, this is just one of the hundreds of illustrations. This one, targeted dietary strategies for enhancing genetic repair. As this slide shows you, there you have parsley and celery, which are really strong natural sources of a molecule called apigenin that's really supportive of NAD plus production, which is part of the energy for your DNA repair. And, you know, this is just one slide of hundreds. And in this course, you will learn exactly which foods, which nutrients, including some foods that you can grow yourself at home. One of them you can just grow in a mason jar as sprouts. And it contains a very powerful nutrient that helps you repair genetic damage. Now, for me, even as a nutritionist, as the health major, this course was a breakthrough, even researching it and learning and finding out some of the secrets that I didn't even know. And also some of the pitfalls, if you don't repair your genetic damage, if you allow these DNA lesions to persist, then there are three main bad things that will happen. One is turbo cancer, because unrepaired DNA, like here, let me show you on this model, because unrepaired DNA damage, those can be DNA lesions, they can be translocations, excisions, etc., or additions, adductions, lots of things. If they are unrepaired and then your cell divides, now you can have cancer and you can have a tumor that starts growing, because
it can even suppress, DNA damage can suppress the genes that suppress cancer tumor growth. If those genes get turned off because of the damage from even 5G exposure or ionizing radiation exposure or chemical exposure or spike protein suppression or many other things, then you'll start growing tumors like crazy. That's called turbo cancer. If you don't repair your DNA, you'll get turbo cancer. You'll also get immune system collapse and you'll get accelerated aging. You'll just start to look much older, much more quickly than you should. But if you repair your DNA, and again, I teach you how to do that for free at geneticsurvival.com. If you repair your DNA, then you're going to age normally in a healthy fashion. You're going to look much younger than somebody who has accelerated aging, right? You're going to have intact DNA. You're going to have better reproduction because some of these traits, the DNA damage is heritable. It affects your germ cells. So if you ever want to have children who are themselves able to have children, then you need to learn the information in this course to repair DNA damage before it gets passed on. And there are also some very simple nutritional approaches and some specific protections against even ionizing radiation fallout and radioisotopes like iodine-131, cesium-137, strontium-90, or isotopes of plutonium and uranium. And all those different radioisotopes can emit either gamma or beta radiation or alpha particles that are internal emitters if you inhale them. I can teach you how to defend yourself against all those things. This is well documented, actually. It's well reflected in the biochemistry literature, medical literature, physics literature, etc. I had hundreds of AI agents scour the entirety of human knowledge of science and nutrition, like literally scouring over 100 million science papers, to pull together the information that I have condensed into this 20-hour illustrated free course called Unbreakable. And you can register for it, watch it all completely free at geneticsurvival.com. This course can save your life. It's something to watch and it's something to share with someone who you care about. And I've made it free because I want as many people as possible to learn this information because I care about humanity. I want you to be able to have healthy children. I want you to be able to protect your own health and avoid the pitfalls of DNA damage because we're on the verge potentially of more nuclear war or nuclear terrorism. You know, there's more 5G towers and electro pollution and forms of non-ionizing radiation that will still produce highly reactive molecules in your blood, like peroxynitrite, for example, that can cause permanent DNA damage in your cells. But again, there are simple nutritional solutions that can protect you against both the damage and that can encourage and accelerate your body's natural repair technology. It's a nanotechnology that you were born with. But in order for that nanotech to work, to repair your own genes, you have to have the right minerals. You have to have the right nutrients. For example, one of those minerals is zinc. And yet the vast majority of people are deficient in zinc. And so they can't repair the genetic damage, even though they have the technology for it. They don't have the coenzyme factors like zinc that are necessary for that repair machinery to be able to function. So check it out again. It's called Unbreakable: Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. It's completely free. It's over 20 hours. It's fully illustrated. I recorded the entire course myself. I really enjoyed presenting this course. It's the most important thing I've ever put together, and I think you'll find tremendous benefits from it. You'll love the course. You'll learn a lot, and it's life-saving information, and it's free. So check it out at geneticsurvival.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.